Yes, thank you so much for doing this.
I mean, I've always sort of dreamed of doing a radio show from my basement, but I don't think I was ever serious. And here I am, and there Neil is doing the morning show from our basements.
One of the questions on the text here at 71010, and again, you can call and ask your questions of Dr. Davila or myself at 416-872-1010 or at 71010 on the text board.
We're hearing some of the most significant, enduring attributes of radio right here. Comfort, companionship, information. I am so pleased with the way Radio in Toronto is responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. Everyone in media is working extra hard, yes, but radio is soaring, doing more and more for its listeners. Over the past 6 episodes, I've been examining radio's response to this ongoing crisis. With decades and decades of experience behind us, it's only right that radio is getting better in our current time of need. This time, I want to recognize and celebrate that. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 14. The mayor of Toronto, John Tory, did not have to take the time on April 14th to go inside the nearly empty, strictly sanitized studios at News Talk 1010 CFRB in the heart of the Entertainment District in downtown Toronto. He didn't have to take that chance, but he did. Tory, who was doing the afternoon drive talk show on 1010 before he ran for mayor, has a long history in broadcasting as an executive, talk show host, and as a reporter. And there he is hosting a call-in show on the radio with one guest, the city's chief medical officer of health, Dr. Eileen Davila. She is the point person for public health response to the pandemic in Canada's biggest city. And here they are together, nearly a month into the state of emergency, keeping millions at home and hundreds of thousands of others fearful about their safety at work, answering calls from listeners who are looking for answers.
We'll put that question to the doctor. Before we refer to her, I should just tell you that testing is a provincial responsibility. So Dr. Davila herself is not responsible for that. The province is. And we work well together, don't get me wrong, but that they are responsible for that. So the decisions about this are by and large made at the provincial level. But have you heard of this pool testing that the caller makes reference to?
So I've heard of many different testing methodologies that are being used all over the world. And my understanding, you're quite right, Mr. Mayor, the province is responsible for the area of testing.
The radio station does something unusual for this hour as calls and texts stack up on the lines and message boards. It goes commercial free. Nothing in this hour except direct access to the newsmakers, not even a regular host to intervene. This is as close to unmediated messages as we're going to get. Earlier, the very same day, I'm listening a little further down the dial to AM 740. The morning hosts at CFMZ are working from home and have been for several weeks now. Morning news anchor Jane Brown is still going directly into the radio station for access to all the news content and software. So are the newscasters at many Toronto stations, including News Talk 1010 and 680 News. But the other morning co-hosts here are working from home.
Hey, Paul and Paul's friends. It's Neil and Sam from Breakfast Radio on Zoomer Radio in Toronto, AM 740, downtown FM 96.7, or online at zoomerradio.ca. Hi.
Hi, or you can get the app, or there's just a gazillion ways to listen to us. So now that we've done greasing the radio station right, that we work with, it has been different days. And if you, I mean, I've always sort of dreamed of doing a radio show from my basement, but I don't think I was ever serious. And here I am, and there Neil is doing the morning show from our basements.
Yeah, I think a lot of the career path people that looked at where I was headed in my life probably saw my basement in my future. But here's the deal. I mean, from a tech perspective, this has been kind of fun and it's been an interesting challenge. And it's so much easier to do this now in the age of the internet than it used to be.
So let's listen in and let Neil and Sam tell more about how they're making radio together every morning, along with Jane, in separate locations without being able to see each other. And this is coming directly to us from those basement locations.
I'm connected to the radio station and Sam is connected to me. So that's how we're getting the show on the air But there are a pile of differences that are, you know, us dealing with our various basement studios, because I'm sitting here in Newmarket in my basement and Sam is in a literal blanket fort in Thornhill.
Yes. In order to absorb the sound. And of course, we normally would work in a studio that's well padded for a bunch of reasons. Ah. And well, you know who I'm working with. And but I'm at home here. And so I've set up sort of these make-believe walls around me. And I've just draped a bunch of blankets over all of them and tucked pillows in front of those so that there's no echo or there's less echo. Or I sound more like I'm in a real professional studio, where Headley actually has a studio in his house because he's kind of a big deal.
You know, what got interesting, I think, for everybody in the industry was when Al Roker started doing his stuff for the Today Show from his kitchen island. And there was Al doing the weather forecasts with full-on weather maps and all of that. And then he gave people a peek behind the scenes and the world saw that Al was on national television doing a morning show via an iPhone. That's what he was using to shoot his segments live on TV in the morning. And I think once everybody looked at that, they went, okay, well, you know what? If he can do that, then we can find a way to be on the air from wherever it is we need to be. And I think that Al Roker largely drove a lot of this stuff and got a lot of people thinking about how can we get this done?
I think we led it in this country, though, be honest. I mean, I really do. I think that Neil and I really led the charge here. We're the innovators in Canada, aren't we?
Well, if you want to be honest about it, I think we actually were the first radio morning show to be doing our shows from home.
Yeah, we've been doing this now for 5 weeks. I'll tell you what I miss. But Neil and I are strangely connected. And I say that because I've worked on a bunch of morning shows and so is Neil. But we really are good friends in real life. And we understand each other's cadences and body language when we see each other in the studio. But the way we're doing it from home, we don't see each other. And so it's just taking each other's cues through a pause or a moment of hesitation or waiting for a reaction. And it's all working out. It wasn't amazing in the beginning. The first couple of days, a little rough.
Well, I was amazing.
Well, you know, I was just going to say I was, but it's worked itself out. And not seeing Neil is not a bad thing.
Radio hosts across Canada and around the world are adapting. Thousands of them broadcasting from home, and they sound pretty much like they're face-to-face on mic in the radio studio. This is just a taste of how radio in Toronto is adapting to keep bringing information to listeners as this social distancing, physical distancing, stay-at-home mandate drags on. Thank goodness for radio. And next time, I'll dig some more into ways radio continues to serve the listener. Oh, you are wondering, I imagine. Yes, there is an indication. Even from the early weeks of the campaign to stay home, Numeris, the radio ratings company in Canada, reports radio listening is increasing. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.